Things that make you go, You know, throughout the past few decades, there has been this ongoing battle, so to speak, between the Democrats and the Republicans, where the Democrats consistently use the argument, so to speak, that the Republican Party represents the rich, while the Democrats represent the middle class and the poor. So in essence, what it has boiled down to is essentially it's the rich versus the poor. That's the way the Democrats would have you believe that it is. And then by the same token, sometimes the Democrats use the race card, where it's the poor blacks against the rich whites. Once again, it all boils down to essentially the same thing as the rich versus the poor, or actually the poor versus the rich, because in either one of the instances, it is usually the poor and the blacks that are essentially trying to achieve a goal, and that goal is to take from the rich and supposedly give to those that are in need and those that are poor. So essentially everything has been boiled down to, if you want to use it, the terminology, the rich versus the poor, or the poor versus the rich. That's what the Democrats would want you to believe. That is not what the real problem is in this nation. The real problem in this nation is it is the uneducated versus the educated. That is what is at the root of the problem. Everybody knows. We've heard it on TV, we've heard it on the radio, we've read it in the newspapers, we've probably been told this fact in our families, our parents or grandparents. I know it was in my case, was true in my case, and is probably true in the majority of, or rather it was back, see, I'm 65 years old, so back in the 50s and things, when I was a young kid and things, and all the way through till the time I graduated from high school in 64, the emphasis was on get a good education. And just like today, we have all sorts of people saying that we need to get good educations. Well, why do we need to get a good education? We need to get a good education. That means staying in school, doing our homework, and basically getting as much education as we can. For what end? Because studies have shown the more education you have, that over your lifetime you could make a million or so more dollars than somebody that is not as educated, did not graduate from high school. Nowadays, though, naturally, just having a high school education is not enough. Now the bar has been risen to the point where you need to have some sort of post public education, education like getting into community college or something like that. The whole thing that I want to talk about, I mean, you know, that I'm addressing here is the fact that education is the key to wealth. The problem that we have with what the Democrats are trying to do is, if you will notice, the most uneducated people that we have in this society are people that go to public schools, especially in urban areas that are primarily populated by blacks and Hispanics, which means then that these schools are consistently turning out people that, for all intents and purposes, are essentially guaranteed to fail. And as a result, they never get to achieve the American dream. They are those that are going to be left behind, while those that get the good educations and go on to college or whatever the case may be start making a lot of money, and there is a point where, you know, the Democrats see that this is the perfect setup for them to essentially get the poor and the uneducated to support them, because they say, the Democrats say, elect us and we will take from the rich who got it by trickery and thievery and all sorts of underhanded tricks, when in effect it was the Democratic Party and their public school systems that caused the people to be poor in the first place. See, all of this stuff is kind of like a conspiracy to keep people poor, which is what I use when I talk about the term plantation politics. All of this stuff is by design. So that is the crux of the reason why I say the real problem in this nation is the uneducated versus the educated. The danger of that type of situation is, I believe there are more uneducated people in this nation than there are educated. As a result of that, the uneducated can't see or don't understand why the policies of the Democratic Party, why the Republicans say the policies of the Democratic Party won't work, because they will cause a disaster. The uneducated can't see it, and they think that the Republicans are essentially trying to pull the wool over their eyes, when the fact is the Democrats have already done that. Pull the wool over the eyes of the black community, the Hispanic community, the poor, and even our senior citizens. They run all this stuff on the senior citizens and the poor and things, saying that they are going to do something to take money from the rich, and that it's unfair for the rich to have all the money they have. Hey, the rich got educated and got the money. The poor are the ones that dropped out of high school, didn't get an education, and even if they did graduate from high school, the school system undereducated them in the first place. Look how many schools we've had to try. We've talked about teachers and things and how the system is failing our kids and things, and then we wonder why. This is something that's been going on for over 40 years. And a lot of these people have grown up, and now they are voting. And the danger is, the more of them that start voting and that are voting ignorantly, are going to vote people in office to take from the rich, to supposedly give to the poor, and that's going to destroy this nation. So I want you to think about that.